the beauty. The beauty of the Lord literally captured her heart, stole her heart. And when the first thing she came and offered that sandalwood paste, the royal, which is offered to the royal personalities like Kamsa and his associates, she knew what will be the consequence. And that also not in a confidential place, in midst of the entire city, in the main street, when everyone is looking at these two boys, and in front of everyone, this lady is offering that, you take this chandan. You take, Krishna is completely, are you sure? Yes, you take this chandan. And I'll personally anoint you if you want it. And she knew what will be the consequence. She knew that Kamsa can literally, she'll have the highest atrocities she'll have to face. He may even peel her life completely. But she was not, it's okay. I don't mind. My Lord, I am really attracted to your beauty. And without even having that ulterior motive, had the Lord known that she had got some ulterior motive, the Lord wouldn't have come to this place today. She didn't have any ulterior motive. And she didn't even, while offering the chandan, she was hunchbacked. She didn't have that, yeah, she heard that he's a mystic or he's a magician. If I offer it, he'll remove my hunchback condition. No. It's like, that is unalloyed love. I offer it to you, my Lord. Because I'm attracted to your beauty. And immediately the Lord lifted her, made her straight, and she became more beautiful. But that time, she wanted, my Lord, you please come. You please come. She tried to drag the Lord's Uttarayana, his upper garment. But Lord said, that time, the Lord promises, I'll come one day. See, imagine the Lord's promise. He never breaks. Because he promised his devotee, I'll come one day. And that promise, to fulfill that promise, this chapter is being narrated. To whomever he promised, he came. He promised to Akrura, he promised to Trivakra, and then he comes along with Uddhava to this particular place. So now you can see here, like, though in the status, social condition, this personality, Trivakra, people may not have that much appreciation for her. Imagine 5,000 years back, what would be, I mean, the culture of India, Bharatvarsha. People, they are considered, okay, she is not having a moral codes, very loose type of nature. But the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord purifies everything. Just like the presence of the sun purifies all contamination, the presence of the Lord purified the heart of this Kubja. That is what the power of the Lord is. No one is debarred from association with the Lord. He is not allowed. No one is debarred. You're not allowed. Lord says that, who are you to judge? Striyo vaishyas tatha shudras tepi yanti param gatim. No one is debarred. Anyone. If a person has got that desire, then I want to serve Krishna. Immediately in coming in as contact with the Lord, he has to get purified. He has to. Coming in contact with the magnet, the other metal has to turn magnetized. You cannot. This is the nature. The sun's rays purifies everything, but at the same time, the sun is not contaminated. Sun doesn't make any discrimination. Oh, it is a filthy place. No rays for the filthy place. No rays to the garbage bin. No place distinct to the latrines or toilet. No, everywhere. If the sun can give his rays to the people who are having moral codes and pious, it can even penetrate his rays to the persons who are impious. Lord knows the heart. He knows the heart. That one service, the Lord remembered. I don't see all your, whatever disqualification you had. You had once served me, Kubja, I will surely come to your place. And just by the presence of the Lord, today she is glorified in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, why Sukadeva Goswami would have taken that much time and opportunity to make one particular chapter, and first verse itself about this chapter is glorifying Trivakra. Imagine, what is the power of the Lord? That's why Lord's vision and our vision has a gulf of difference. We see like this, but Lord sees through up. His looking is something different. But here in this particular verse, especially Trivakra Kubja, she was attracted to the beauty of the Lord. And even in this purport, Amburekshana, Lord is compared to the beauty of a lotus. In fact, it is a great contribution from the four sampradayas that at least they have proved that the absolute is a form. Absolute is a person. He is not an impersonal, all-pervading power. That is the biggest contribution from all the four sampradayas. And the highest emphasis is been given by the Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. It's very important. Had Lord been the impersonal, all-pervading truth, it would have been a dry speculation. We wouldn't have relished. I'll go back in our sampradaya, especially in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. During the time of Srila Prabhupada, that time when he was Abhay Babu, he could not visit one of the Vyasa Puja ceremony of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That time he wrote a very nice poem. He could not go. And he sent it through post. After Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, Bhakti Siddhanta's Vyasa Puja, he got that letter. And in that he wrote a very good poem glorifying his spiritual master. Adore, adore ye all. Glorify our spiritual master. And I think that time it was Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj who read the whole poem. And in that one line, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he heard one line. And he was really enchanted. He was really enamored, completely attracted to this particular stanza. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. Absolute is sentient. Absolute is sentient. What do you mean by that word? Absolute is a person who has got senses. He is a person with having feelings. He is not an impersonal personality. He is a person who has got all the attributes of the supreme beauty, supreme wealth, supreme knowledge. He has got feelings. So this beauty, being, this is what the contribution of the Gaudiya Vaishnava, at least the Lord is a person. That's why we can glorify the Supreme Lord with so much qualities. This is the biggest contribution from our sampradaya. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person. And then among that quality is beauty. In our Madhva Sampradaya, there is a very great acharya. One of the prominent acharyas is Purandara Das. He wrote many songs. Almost you can compare him to like Lochan Das Thakur, who propagated Mahaprabhu's message through songs. Similarly, he wrote about 5,000 works, poems, glorifying the Supreme Lord Krishna. And then he says, it is not that I am worshipping Krishna because he is beautiful. My previous acharyas have also explained. And he said that everyone accepts that one of the qualities of Krishna, he is most beautiful. And he says, E pariya swabhagu innavar deva kani, gopi tanaya gopala galladi. He says that none of the gods, None of the demigods, none of the demigoddess, none of the apsaras, suras have got what beauty this Gopi Tanaya has got. He is a most beautiful person. Very beautiful. None of the demigods have got this. This is the quality of the Lord. The four qualities, the most confidential qualities, is Prema Madhuri, Vena Madhuri, then Leela Madhuri, and Rupa Madhurya. Rupa Madhurya. The Lord's beauty enchants everyone. Literally, it pulls the persons. One who has got just a glance of that beauty, he is completely floored. No beauty can ever attract to him. This is one of the qualities of the Lord. All beautiful. That's why this beauty quality, one who is drowned in this quality of the Lord's beauty attracted, he doesn't require any beauty of this world. But the problem is, our concept of beauty is something different. Our looking of beauty may be to our bodily concept. At the most, for example, we may even think, okay, to what degree is Lord's beauty? Maybe little bit much more beautiful than the Miss Universe or Miss World or something. Beauty, according to our concept, is a beautiful looking woman to the male concept, Miss Universe or Miss India or any other countries. And for a female, maybe a very stout man, a glad rags model with something, good abs and everything. That is our concept. But that is not beauty. It is limited. The same person, if he comes in front of any other species, take for example a lizard. Male lizard may not even have an hair standing on its end if that person sees the Miss Universe or Miss World. Makes no difference. It may go aside. It may get fearful, in fact, seeing this person. What is this? But the same male lizard may consider the female lizard as Miss Universe. Or the female lizard may not be attracted to any of the models who are showing their... Because the concept of beauty is limited to our own particular perception. That is our thinking. You think in this particular way. So, Prabhupada says, that's why Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam, the Lord's beauty cannot be compared to anything in this material world. At the most, little bit of comparison can be, a minute spark of that infinite beauty can be compared to one particular thing in this world. And that is the lotus flower. Lotus flower. That's why Ambuja Ekshana is considered a little bit, a trace of that beauty, the supreme beauty. You can, Lord's form is somewhat like the lotus flower. This is what we can understand, the glimpse of the Lord's beauty. I remember one incident in Sri Sampradaya when Sripad Ramanujacharya, he was studying under Yadav Prakash. Yadav Prakash was an impersonalist. So one day the topic came glorifying Rajiva Lochana, Lord Rama. Yadav Prakash was just speaking about Rama's beauty. So that time, I'm sorry. That time, I really apologize for this mistake. I'm sorry. So, Rajiva Lochana, Yadav Prakash was glorifying about the beauty of Lord Rama's lips. Lord Rama's lips. He was saying, then at that time he compares that Lord's lips is so red, reddish pink, that it is almost equal to the, compared to the posterior part of a monkey. When Ramanuja hears it, he literally starts crying. He literally starts crying. And seeing Ramanuja in this mood, Yadav Prakash asks, Ramanuja, what is the problem? Don't you agree to this concept? It's so beautiful, Lord Rama's lips, the beautiful beauty of the lips, red color, it is compared to the posterior red of the monkey. He said that because you are my spiritual master, I could not immediately stop you. But you cannot, there is nothing in this world can compare to the beauty of the Lord. At the most, the Lord's beauty can be compared to the lotus. Lotus pink. That is what the beauty of the Lord is. Lord's every organ, every anga is as soft as the lotus. Is as gracious as the lotus, as soft as the lotus, as beautiful as the lotus. We cannot even think of comparing to the beauty of anything else in this material world. So when a person has this understanding, one who gets attracted to this particular beautiful form of the Lord, then automatically he doesn't have anything attracting in this material world. That's why Kunti Maharani, she says in this beauty of the Lord, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Nama Pankaja Malini, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Namaste Pankaja Angrahi. That everything, my Lord, it is like a lotus flower. It is compared to the lotus flower of the Lord. So, since we are talking about the beauty of the Lord, why is it that we are not attracted to that beauty? So many people, so many acharyas have glorified, so many have this thing explained about the beauty of the Lord. Why is it that we are not being attracted to the beauty of the Lord? In fact, it is said that unless the Lord doesn't reveal His beauty, we will not be able to appreciate the beauty of the Lord. The Lord has to reveal His beauty, reveal His opulence, then only a person will be able to appreciate the beauty of the Lord. This goes again back. I'll just take an analogy of one particular example. This one devotee was narrating about his own incident, comparing like why the beauty of the Lord is not attracting to us, people like us. Actually, in India, there are a lot of temples. Lot of temples, but especially in South India, there's very one famous temple called Tirupati. This Tirupati Darshan, this is in fact, for those who, as per your knowledge, this is Swayam Bhagwan, Swayam Bhuvamurti. The Lord is personally standing. What you see, what you hear about the glorifications, or what is the Srila Prabhupada explains, the beauty of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha, that is what is Tirupati Balaji. He is completely, he just went seven steps back and he stood in that same form. That is what Tirupati Balaji's form. What Prabhupada says, the beautiful girdle on his stomach, the Kaustubha gem, the crown on his head, and the four hands with the Chaturbhuja standing in a tilted form. Very beautiful, that form. But to get a glance of that darshan, it is a big tapasya. It is a very big tapasya. Those who have visited Tirupati, you know, just immediately you come and you are pushed. Jarikandi, immediately you are pushed. Move aside. Just one glance and you move aside. But this particular devotee was explaining his own particular incident, like what happened. In this temple, there are various services. And there's one service on, it happens on Friday. Every Friday, Lord's Abhishek. And Lord's Abhishek happens once in a week, Friday. And for your knowledge, this Abhishek ticket is literally booked for almost 30 to 35 years from today onwards. Literally, it's fully packed. Because in this service, a person gets an opportunity to sit directly in front of the Lord for 2 hours. Imagine, for 2 hours, you are sitting in front of the Lord. seeing the Lord, having that Abhishek, everything is Abhushana is removed, everything, all is Kaustubha gem, his crown, his original form is seen, how he stood about so many generations back. Everything, his dhoti, his original dhoti, and his tribhangar, that is standing form, he is standing in a very little bit tilted, and his legs are in front, little bit front. So this is the most hankering darshan. People literally hanker for this darshan. So somehow this devotee got, after 10 years, he got this, and he got the position to sit directly in front of the Lord. First of all, he was really speechless. How can I get this? I'm really, he was fumbled. And then immediately, other person just came, bypassed this person, and he came one step further and sat in front of this person. And he said, how this person came? In fact, there are various methods to come for this Abhishek. One is through the tickets, and other is if you are getting a direct letter from the parliament. If you get a PM's letter, then you get an opportunity to get this ceremony. So this particular person, he got a PM's letter, he showed to this pujaris, and then yes, you can sit. PM's letter is there. And when he came in front of the Lord, he was doing prayer. And then suddenly when the Abhishek started, this devotee was explaining for literally 2 hours, this person was dozing off. 2 hours. Imagine, lifetime opportunity to sit in front of the Lord and see the, witness the Abhishek ceremony for literally 2 hours, completely dozed off. Shocking. It is, people are hankering for seeing the Lord, but this person getting the opportunity cannot appreciate the beauty of the Lord. Great demigods are waiting, they are glorifying, the various scriptures are written about the glorific beauty of the Lord, and you are getting audience with the Lord. You sit for 2 hours, get this opportunity, rarest of the rare opportunity, completely dozed off. This is what is the conditioning. This devotee understood, unless there is no devotion within the heart, there is no love for the Lord, no depth of understanding what is the beauty of the Lord, even if the Lord comes and stands in front of us, we will not be able to appreciate. We will not be able to appreciate. Ramanujacharya's story, that example, the story of Dhanurdas. Imagine that time, 1000 years back, that time when the Lord's Utsav Murti was being carried in front of everyone, awe and reverence would automatically generate in people's heart. And that, imagine the Sri Vaishnava proceedings, there were so many devotees waiting there, and that time Ramanujacharya. But there was one particular person, Dhanurdas. He was not even attracted to this form of the Lord. In fact, he was attracted to one of his women, one of the ladies whom he was being associating with. And he was completely enamored by the beauty of her eyes. And he was just looking. People were shocked. It was such a shameless act. Imagine in front of, last week, Gopijana Vallabh's Utsav Murti was being carried away, Gopijana. And imagine in that particular time, if someone is literally looking at a woman and just doing some obscene activities, fanning her, praising some praises about her beauty, in fact, rather than the beauty of the Lord. Imagine, it's such a disgusting thing. People will just move aside. You can do those praises outside the gate. Imagine, nowadays it may not be compared such a great thing, but imagine that time. It was literally disturbing the whole of the crowd. What is this? The Lord, it is an insult for the Supreme Lord. The source of all beauty is going, and this person looking at the dirt. So that time people came and told Ramanujacharya. But an acharya he doesn't immediately jump. He said, didn't shout, what is this? Come on, get out. He came towards Dhanurdas. This is the mood of a compassion of a devotee. He said that, my dear gentleman, why are you not attracted to this beauty? Lord Ranganath's Utsav Murti is going, wow, what is the problem? He said that, Dhanurdas, he was very innocent. He said that Acharya, he knew that Ramanujacharya is an Acharya. He said, Acharya, I have never seen such a beauty in the whole of the world. So Ramanujas, what is that in her that is attracting you the most? He said, her lotus-like eyes, very beautiful. I have literally seen many women, but I never seen such beauty any time in the life. Now, Ramanuja says that if I show you something more beautiful than her, will you give up this beauty? He says, of course. I challenge you that you, whether you will be successful in showing me such a beauty. He said, don't worry about that. No need of challenge. You come today evening. Now, this Dhanurdas was not a resident of Mumbai or New York or Los Angeles. He was a resident of Srirangam itself. He was daily seeing Lord Ranganath. He had seen Lord Ranganath. It is not that first time he is seeing Lord Ranganath. But still Ramanujacharya called, you come today evening to the same premises. And then in the evening, there is one ceremony where the pujari offers a lamp to the Lord's Sheshashaya form. Lord is sleeping. And exactly that time when Ramanuja bought Dhanurdas, the pujari was offering the lamp to the beautiful lotus-like face of Lord Ranganath. And that time Dhanurdas saw the lotus-like Ambunetha, that lotus-like eyes of the Lord. Ambuja Netra, the lotus-like eye. And immediately he was stunned. He was really stunned by this beauty. He said that, I have never seen this beauty. And immediately falls at the feet of Ramanuja. Now, why Dhanurdas, though he was seeing Lord Ranganath even before, was not attracted to the beauty? Because it was not graced by the blessing of a pure devotee. And the Lord had not revealed his beauty. The Lord had kept his opulence with his own self rather than to reveal to Dhanurdas. Only when the grace of a pure devotee is there, that the Lord revealed to that beauty. It is not by our own qualification. It is not that we can demand that I should be attracted to the beauty. It is only by the mercy of the Lord and by the mercy of a pure devotee, the person is attracted to the form of the Lord. The same Dhanurdas life was not the same thing again, never in the future. He was not that same Dhanurdas after seeing the darshan of Lord Ranganath. This is real darshan. Srila Prabhupada explains, what is real darshan? What is real darshan? Real darshan is, once you see the beauty of the Lord, once you come in front of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, when you take his darshan, if there is still some tinge of material desire within our heart, then that is not a darshan. We are not taken darshan of the Lord. The darshan, the audience of the Lord, seeing the beauty of the Lord which has captured our heart, means there is no material desire. That is real darshan. If a person has not, if there's still material desire within our heart, then that we are not attracted. The Lord has still withheld his beauty to us. We are coming in front of Gopinath, the same. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan Krishna. But we are not in that same mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is to go in front of Lord Jagannath, he is to stand in front of the Garuda Stambha. And when he used to, hours together he used to see the Lord. Hours together. He used to completely. Why? Then why have we do not have that mood? We have been chanting the Lord from so many years. We have been taking the association of the devotees home from so many years. Having Krishna Prasad. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Not even missing our rounds. Following the four regular. But why that mood? Why the tears don't roll? Why the ecstasy? Why those hairs don't stand? We still consider, okay, the Lord is there. Took darshan. Way back something in year, in something 1999, when there was a yatra for Jagannath Puri, we had gone that time. One of our ISKCON leaders, he was His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He had taken all the devotees for this yatra. And that time we got an opportunity to go in front of Kheer Chor Gopinath. And that time Maharaj was explaining that so many devotees have come to this place. Madhavendra Puri have come. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. Nityananda Prabhu had come. Ishwar Puri had come. And when they saw that beauty of the Lord, they were in ecstasy. Completely dancing in ecstasy. Hair standing on end. Tears flowing, and they're completely unconscious. But why we are still alive? Why are we still alive? Why that mood is not coming? My Lord, I have been waiting for... Why? Because we have got different agenda in our life. We have got different agendas. Even any when darshan is there, okay, darshan, any holy place we go, Radha Raman, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, then when darshan, that back of the thought is that, okay, I have to go to the room, reach the room, I have to serve prasadam, I got that management. Then when is that ticket back to Bombay? Okay, then there that was... That priority is not there. That's why the beauty is not being attracting us. Because we have got so many agendas in our life. If our only living purpose of life is to see this living for getting attracted to this beauty, then the Lord will reveal this beauty. These things are all offshoots and byproducts. This is not important for me. If that is what thinking is there within our heart, then and only then the Lord will reveal His beauty. That's why the Lord has withheld that beauty. Our desire is there. But along with that, the priority is not there. Like Mahaprabhu, when He is thinking, this is the only thing in my life. There is nothing else. This darshan I have got after millions and millions of lifetime. What more do I want? If this priority is not there, because we have got so many agendas in our life, so many other things, that's why we are not attracted. The same Dhanurdas, when he saw the beauty of the Lord, he was really captivated. Because we have seen Ranganath, at least me, but that still, that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Sarita Thakur says that it is like an anchor. The attachment to this material world is like an anchor. We have been rowing our boat continuously, but till the anchor, that my Lord, you are the only one. You are the only one. I don't want anything else. I don't want anything else. That's the difference between these great devotees and practitioners. What these devotees appreciated, then the Lord reveals. That's why the gopis say that they literally curse Brahma. Atati yad bhavan ahagnikananam trutir yugayate tvam apashyatam kutila kuntalam shrimukam charite. They say that why, Brahma, you are not a good creator. You are a foolish creator. You don't know to create. You are literally disturbing us, seeing that Nalina Sundaram, that lotus-like Lord, when Vrajendranandan is passing, and his eyelids, they are literally disturbing us. Why you are created? You are not a good creator. Imagine, we don't even realize how many times we blink. But that blinking of the eyes was literally disturbing the Gopikas threes. This is love. This is love. They didn't have any agendas in their life. They didn't have, oh, okay, I have to look after my child. Oh, the milk is boiling. Okay, the cow dung paddies have to be. No, they are just waiting. When that Brajendranandan will come from the pasturing grounds. That priority in our life is most important. These are all, are we ready that if tomorrow the Lord comes and said, give up everything. No, my Lord, I'll just finish off this work. That is also service. Lord says, do you want me first? Priority is more important. That's why the attraction for the Lord is not there. The beauty is not given to everyone. One who puts that unflinching love. Otherwise, why? Even we are chanting, the holy name is Krishna. The holy name is all it, Namnam, all the opulences is there in the holy name. But it's not being attracted. That's why it says, only by the mercy of a pure devotee. Only by the mercy of the pure devotee. The Lord reveals His beauty. Otherwise, there is no way. But one who has got that mercy, his life is perfect. His life is perfect. Our whole purpose of this Krishna conscious movement is somehow or the other to get attracted to that beauty of the Lord. To have that one glance of that beauty. Then our life are successful. Our whole purpose, that's why Prabhupada says that this Krishna conscious movement is such nice that anyone who takes to this process, he'll get attracted to this movement. This process is perfect. By regularly practicing and by associating with those who are only goal of life is to get attracted to that beauty of the Lord, then one day even we'll be attracted to the beauty. Prabhupada in one lecture, he is saying that what is the power of the beauty of the Lord is so captivating. Very captivating. He quotes from Rupa Goswami's one of the poem or something, where Rupa Goswami explains the narration between two gopis, two maid servants of Vrindavan. One gopi is saying to the other one that, my dear Sakhi, you don't go to the banks of Yamuna. Don't go to the banks of Yamuna. Prabhupada is explaining his lecture. Don't go to the banks of Yamuna, especially on the full moon night. So she asks, why? What is the problem? So don't go on there. Why? Because on the banks of Yamuna, under the Kadamba tree, there is a very beautiful young boy standing. Very beautiful young boy. Monsoon, and his color is monsoon dark, monsoon blue. He is very beautiful. So she said, whoa, so what? Said, if you go to that place, and if you have got any love for your family and everything, then if you see that beauty, then all your this beauty will be lost. If you want to maintain some attachment to your family members, then don't go to the banks of Yamuna and see that covered boy. Because he's so beautiful that he'll steal all your material desires. This is the power of the Lord. We go in front of so many people who are very beautiful. Do they ever attract? Do they steal our material desires? No. In fact, our material desires increases. Our lusty desires increases. But here, Kubja, our heart was completely cleansed by seeing the beauty of the Lord. This is the power of Akhilanda Koti Brahmanda Nayaka Brajendra Nandan Krishna. This is what we want. Somehow or the other, if that beauty we are attracted, then our purpose of life is successful. So here Kubja, she's having that same. She is so much attracted to that beauty that the Lord completely cleanses her heart of any lusty thoughts. Completely cleansed of any desires for material enjoyment. That is the power of Krishna. One glance of that beauty can literally drown us in the mood of ecstasy. Our whole purpose, somehow or the other, is somehow or the other we are praying. That's why the Lord, he says, he doesn't even just see our mood, he just sees our desire. Are we really begging for the Lord? Are we really yearning? Or are we really literally like crying for that mercy so that one day we will be attracted to that Lord? If that is done, then automatically all this anartha nivritti is done. There is no need of separate endeavor. Our whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is somehow or the other to get attracted to this beauty of the Lord. And our prayers and anchoring is for that purpose. That my Lord, that's why the last verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Aslishya vabhada ratam pinastu mam adarshna marmam hatam karotuva. That I know no one but my Lord. And I want that mood only. Let that be the only thing in my life. That you be the only person in my life. Then, my life is successful. That is what we are hankering for. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or comments? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.